backing down is never an option. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Backing down is never an option. Oh, yes, we think that we can say, I'm sorry. We can think, we can say that we made a mistake and we won't do that again and so forth. But we did it and we have to stand by it. For that is what we are working with and that is what we are living with. And that's what's concerning our every moment of every day of our life. When we make decisions, we cannot back down on them. We can change them, that's true, but we cannot back down. When we say we have rules, then we stand for them. When we say that they're modifiable rules, and then we modify them. But while they're rules, they're, we stand by them, and we stand for them, and we stand with them, and we're very, very positive, and we're very, very in charge of who we are. Because that's what life is all about. Life is not about a matter of making decisions and then backing off of the decision. Can you imagine if a boss of a company were to tell his employees that these are the rules that they're to work with, and then allow them to change the rules and allow them to put new rules in motion, put new causes in motion in the process? What sort of stability would you have there? What sort of stability? What sort of stability do you have in a household when a father says, "And when I say no, I mean no," and there's no further discussion? Well, Dad, that's being irrational. That's being, yes, that's what I am. I make the decisions, and I have made them. I will not discuss it or argue it with you because it is a decision that I've made. But, Dad, you won't understand. Now, if you want to talk to me and tell me what your thinking is and why you're doing things and why you want to do things, I'll listen. But that does not mean I'm going to change my program because I do not back down on my decisions and the things that I've done. Well, Dad, even when it's something to the better, something to the good, then it can be done. Well, yes, perhaps even when it's something to the better and to the good. Because if I'm not known for standing up for what I believe, then it doesn't make any difference what the decisions are. You might say, "Well, Dad, this one night I want to stay out a little later for the movie because the movie is a very good movie. It's a movie that's going to be helping me in school. It's a movie that is on the history of this and that and the other thing, and we're working on that in school. And but it runs a little longer, and so I won't be home at my curfew time, and so I'd like to stay out later." And the father says, "No. No, that's not the way it goes." "But, Dad, that's being irrational." "No, that's not the way it goes. When I say that this is what we do, this is what we do." Now, if we are a nation and we're basing our nation on principles, then we have to stand up for them. When we are interested in bringing to our family and to our home and to our world who we are, then that's what we have to do. They say of politicians that a politician can never be trusted. Because once a politician gets in office, he does not accomplish the things he says he's going to accomplish. And why doesn't he accomplish it? He says, "Well, it just can't be done. The program did not work out that way." Well, why didn't the program work out that way? Because he was not willing to stand up for principle, to stand up for what he said he was going to do. The world is sort of not too happy with politicians because politicians are known not to carry through on what they promise to the constituents. Now, what do people think of politicians? They think of them as thieves, they think of them as cheating, they think of them as irresponsible, but nonetheless, they're the people that we have running our nation, running our government, and the people who are setting up the modus operandi for our life, and it's rather a shame. We should have politicians that are so pure and so beautiful and so wonderful that they stand up for whatever principles they believe are true, and not a matter of changing it to get something. Oftentimes, politicians buy off the things that they want, and "I'll vote for your proposition if you'll vote for mine." And, "Well, I'm not interested in your proposition." "Well, I'm not interested in your proposition either. If you vote for mine, I'll vote for yours, and that'll give us each a vote toward our thing, which we need to have so many to put it through." "Well, all right." And so we sometimes stand up for something. We vote for something which we do not believe in. And we want the vote of the other politician, and so therefore we do it. Now, children sometimes do that with each other. They say, well, now, if you won't tell, I won't tell. And if you won't put me in trouble, I won't put you in trouble. But if you put me in trouble, I'm going to put you in trouble. And you see, that's sort of manipulating each other. That's not really standing up for principle. That's backing down. And that's backing down on what you say. No, I believe in you, and I'm going to stand up for you. I believe in what you're doing. I believe in what you're saying. I believe in where you're going. And I'm going to stand right with you all the way, because I believe in you. There are many times that parents have children who get into trouble, and they get into trouble sometimes because of the associates they have, but most of the time because of the lack of conviction in the principles that they have in their own home. When they have lack of conviction in the principles in their own home, then they sort of are one mamby-pamby. They don't stand up for any belief or any conviction at all. Our values are perhaps the most important virtue that we could ever know in life. To stand up for our values, we are standing up for something that is so pure and so good and so beautiful that it's just the way it is. Now, if you were to say to Jesus, Jesus, would you do this? And Jesus said, no, that's not my thing. And, well, can I do it? Well, you do what is your business, but it's not my thing. I can only tell you what I would do or what I would not do. And I would not do that. And so, many people have come to Jesus and they said, we want you to heal us. And he would say to them, I cannot do that. I cannot heal you, because you are already whole and perfect. Well, what is all this about to come and heal the sick and raise the dead and so forth? And that these were the... Well, those were not statements that Jesus had made. Those were statements that someone else had made and attributed it to Jesus. Because Jesus could not have said, I will raise the dead, when he said, they only sleep. He didn't believe in death. He didn't believe in... He knew it was only a sleep. And it was a choice that we make to sleep. It's a choice that we make to get out of a circumstance that we want to get out of. And when people said they want him to heal them, he'd say, I am the Christ. I can see only the perfection in you. What do you want me to change? You want me to see something different than that perfection in you? Now you see, we never back down. We never back down because it's not an option in when you're living truth. When you're living principle, when you're living the things that are of value to you, when you're living things that are telling you who you are and where you're going and what is really important in life. Now, do you know what is really important in life for you? Do you know what your values are? Do you know what you think and what you know are the things that are going to make your life into the most beautiful, wonderful, glorious experience that you could ever imagine? Do you know? Well, most of the time we don't know. And the reason we don't know is that we have not determined what our values are. Are you willing to live for your values? Are you willing to die for your values? If someone says, let's go and do this thing which is contrary to your values, and then you say, well, I want to be with my friends, so I'm doing it because we're with a group and we're with friends. And you say no. Say, hey, let's go do this, and have the group do something that is in keeping with your values. Let's go do this. Well, that's not as exciting as doing this. This is more exciting because it's wrong and it's harmful to other people and it's not good. Well, but let's go do this. I'm not against your thing. I'm not for it. I'm not against it. But let's go do this. And so you become the leader of your group by standing up for your values, by standing up for your virtues, by standing up for who you are, and they begin to recognize how marvelous you really are and how wonderful you are, and they begin to follow you, not because you think you're better than they are, but because you believe in what you're doing. And they don't really believe in what they're doing when they're doing things that are contrary to the values that they should have learned or know, but are sometimes going contrary to it. Backing down is never an option in our life. If we are going to be masters of our attitude, masters of our consciousness, masters of our world. We have no choice but to go forward and not back down. You can make that decision for yourself today in everything you do, and start doing it in the little things, and watch as you do it that backing down is no decision, it's no option. When you do that, you'll find that, yeah, I feel good. Yeah, I feel like I have stood up for what I believe. Hey, you know, it's not so bad doing this. People go along with you when you have conviction and when you have the ability to stand up for your convictions. Ah, that's not bad at all. Not bad at all. And of course, it's very good. Stand up for your convictions and watch how the world says, hey, I want to follow this person. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful night and a wonderful life. And just know I love you. I love you. I love you.